Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson, calling from my home office here in Idaho, co-hosting with my good friend Lisa Diamond on whatever Wednesday for Beamer Blog Talk. We have some announcements today, and then we'll get into a training topic. First of all, of course, the GoSet promotional price, $4,990, is going to go up on, $3,990, is going to go up $500 on November 1st. So it's a real great motivation for people to capture this great value before then. The Canadian Classic unit is currently $4,990. It's going up $700. The Pro set is $6,990, going up $900. And, of course, we've got the Senior in 60 promotion, a bonus of $1,000 for hitting Senior in your first 60 days, and that does not include the month in which you join, so it could be as much as 90 days to get four Beamer sales, change the lives of four families, and earn a $1,000 bonus, and you could double dip that a little bit because we do have this fourth quarter promotion. If you sell four Beamers of any type in this quarter before December 31st, it's another bonus of $600. And if you sell six, it's $1,500. And if you sell eight, it's an incredible $2,500 bonus. So great way to grab some resources before we go into the holidays and change a bunch of lives. We have academies coming up at the end of October. Nora and Bettina and myself were teaching a Pacific Time Zone Academy on Friday and Saturday, the October 30th and 31st, and there's 17 seats left. Rick Roundtree, I think, has 30-something seats left on that same weekend. I know those are going to go quickly. And then in the first week of, I think, the first weekend of November, Casey Conrad has an academy. And after that, Stacy and Dennis will be doing one mid-month. So, of course, our biggest announcement right now is our Customer Appreciation Day. This is a great idea, and it's a great way to teach our customers about the science. And, you know, if we're not in touch with our customers frequently, sometimes they'll get into bad habits of not optimizing their Beamer, using it in the right way, and forgetting exactly what it's doing. This is a real lifestyle product, and consistency is key. So on October 24th, it's a Saturday at noon Eastern time, we're going to be doing a Zoom meeting for the benefit of our customers, a great thing to tie people into. We'll go through the history of the company. We're definitely going to, of course, do a science presentation, a presentation on usage. There's going to be testimonials. There's going to be an equine presentation. So I encourage you to get all your customers at least the invitation for this and encourage them to tie in for whatever part that seems to interest them. And beyond that, Jerry Gallegos had a great suggestion on a training topic on pre-qualifying our prospects and making sure that, you know, if we're going to spend a lot of time educating people, because we know how much time it can take to get a Beamer into somebody's life, that we're going down the path with somebody that is open to the idea of changing their life with Beamer. And there's ways to do that so you're effective with your time and you're being efficient and you're not wasting their time. And I know Lisa, she's very good at this. I'd love to get her thoughts on how she goes about pre-qualifying people. She's super busy right now because she's involved with Fast Track, and she's got a lot of activity happening. So, Lisa, If there's any other announcements I've missed, please share them. But otherwise, talk to us about how to pre-qualify people that you're introducing Beamer to.
Thanks, David, and happy Wednesday, everybody. All the announcements were covered. That was awesome. And so a lot of people spend a lot of time on people that they just, it may, you know, getting a Beamer into their life may not be that important to them. It may not be at the top of their list. Even though we think they need it, they need to know that they need it. And the best way to pre-qualify prospects, so the only way, is really asking a lot of pre-qualifying questions. And not that you're, you know, firing questions at them. You're doing it in a conversational way. But some of the things that you should definitely know right off the bat with somebody is the status of their health and how long they have had whatever issue or situation, because, you know, the longer they've been dealing with it, sometimes for people like that, it's harder because that's their normal and they're used to that. Some people, though, they would do anything to change their situation. So you want to know the status of their health, how long they've been dealing with it. You also want to know, what else have they tried? Have they tried other devices? Have they tried chiropractic? Have they tried acupuncture? Are they on pharmaceutical medications? Like, you want to, you know, ask all of those questions. So every time you're asking a question, you're learning more about their situation. You also want to know who makes the decisions. So is it somebody like, I always use Deb Raleigh. Is it somebody like Debbie Raleigh that decided to ask for forgiveness instead of permission right off the bat and made her own decision? Or, you know, is it, I need to talk to my husband, or I need to talk to my wife, or I need to talk to my partner. You know, maybe you're talking to a business and having them incorporate it into their existing business, and they have a business partner. You know, does that person have to be in on the decision? Know who all the decision makers are, and especially if it's not the person that you're talking to and spending all that time with. And then also, who or what is most important to them? You know, maybe it's a 20-something, 30-something year old. She's getting married. She just broke her leg, and she needs to heal quickly. Like, you know, so she can walk down the aisle. Like, it could be anything. You know, is it someone older who, you know, just doesn't feel well, doesn't have the energy to play with their grandchildren? And would they give anything to be able to play with their grandchildren? So, you know, find out what is really important to them in life. Also, what is the status of their job or career or retirement? You know, would they like a little bit of extra income? Maybe you're talking to a business. Would they like to add an additional stream of income? What would that mean to their bottom line in their business? You know, maybe it's somebody that wants to come in, you know, part-time, and, you know, they sell a Beamer a month, and it's an extra, you know, $1,000 in their pocket. It's, you know, paying their car payment, or, you know, you just need to ask those questions. People will share with you if they know that you care, and we show that we care by asking the questions. I always like to use on a scale of 1 to 10. Because that usually tells me their motivation level. You know, if I have somebody who has a condition and they've been living with it for a long time, and I say, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would it mean to you to not have any discomfort in your back anymore? And if they go 5, they've learned to live with it, they're not that motivated, you know, I'm going to still share Beamer with them, but I'm not going to spend all my time there. You want to spend your time on highly motivated individuals and find out what it is that motivates them. And as you're asking the questions, take notes, because, you know, we all know not everybody buys Beamer on the first, you know, on the first shot. And you can always use these points. We call them pain points. People are either moving toward pain or toward pleasure. So, you know, you want to use their pain point. And, you know, maybe it's the grandmother who wants to play with her grandchildren and have more energy. And you talk to her second or third time and you're like, hey, how are the grandkids? You know, why, when did you see him last? What did you guys do? And, you know, you don't have to say, well, don't you want to play with your grandkids? But you're bringing that up, and it's just the reminder of, wouldn't it be great to have more energy and play with your grandkids? So, you know, there are multiple questions. If you get into the habit of asking those questions, then it just becomes second nature, and you learn really quickly, you know, who to spend the time on and who to still keep them in your, you know, as a prospect, still keep them in your drip, still keep them informed. You know, if we get a new piece of marketing material, you know, send it out, but don't bang your head against a wall. So, David, any favorite pre-qualifying tips that you use?
Well, I mean, one that you highlighted is definitely, you know, if there's a partnership in the household, I just caution you, don't spend so much time with the one partner that is super excited about Beamer and, you know, putting a lot of time investment and education into that person without getting to the other partner in the household, because, you know, so often you'll have a spouse that is super excited, they want to bring one into their life, and the other spouse is not on the same page and vetoes the entire idea. It shocks me when that happens because, you know, my significant other, I would always try to promote whatever they want in their life, but it does happen. And I had a situation where one of my local dentists was super excited. I did a rotary presentation, and afterwards, he was ready to order and ordered his Beamer. And when it arrived on the front door, at the front door, the spouse refused it and sent it back. He didn't even get to try it for 30 days. And, you know, there was nothing to do in that particular situation. He wanted to order it, and there was no way I could get in front of the spouse. But that is really important to take into account the partner. And, you know, don't prejudge their situation. This is another thing that I think is really important. And I had a teacher, I share this story a lot here in Pocatello, Idaho, and retired on a pretty meager state retirement plan with our school district. And he's got a lung condition, chronic lung condition. And the Beamer made a lot of sense to him. But he said, David, there's just no way my wife and I can afford one of these things when the price came up. And I said, I get that, but I do have a lot of healthcare practitioners in the community that do sessions and they do punch cards. And, you know, maybe you could afford a couple $100 a month and do, you know, 9 or 10 sessions a month. And he said, oh, that's within reason. And so he got a punch card and was going down that path. But after 6 sessions in 2 weeks, he called me and he said, oh my gosh, David, this has had such an incredible positive impact on my life. My wife and I have figured out how to bring a Beamer into our home. So, you know, had I prejudged him based on the socioeconomic situation, I wouldn't have changed his life. That's an important thing to understand. And then lastly, we don't want to hover over the same people. And I think people that are new to Beamer, they have this fixed idea in their heads of the people in their life that they care about a lot that could so benefit from Beamer, and perhaps they know they have the resource, and they continually go back to this certain group of people without talking to new people. And, you know, we always need to keep the pipeline full, so to speak, in terms of introducing Beamer to new people. And if you can increase that volume of people that you're introducing Beamer to, you're going to change more lives instead of just chasing the same group. But the flip side of that, though, is definitely keep people on your list. And the fortune is in the follow-up. And, you know, three of the Beamers that I placed in people's homes in June when we started shipping again were people that I had contacted 3 to 4 years ago and had just kept following up. And then suddenly the timing's right. And you'll call somebody and they'll say, oh, my gosh, I was just thinking of you. You know, my husband was just diagnosed with this, or he just went through this accident and we were thinking this thing would be really great for us. Or, you know, now we have the resource. We sold our second home or something, or however it works out that they can now bring a Beamer in their lives. So the fortune's in the follow-up. And, of course, today is Whatever Wednesday. I encourage you to hit 1 on your phone and rise into the queue. We'll answer any questions, talk about anything you want. And we do have our first caller. 949-212-949-212. You're live on Blog Talk. You're live on Blog Talk. You hit 1, maybe accidentally, which happens. So going once, going twice. And we have a VIP in the queue. I'm pretty certain I recognize this number. One of our great leaders, he and I went to our first academy together in Salt Lake City, gosh, September of 2007. No, when was it? 2015, Jerry? I think it was 2015. Jerry Gallegos, you're live on Blog Talk.
It was October of 2015, downtown Salt Lake City with Nick Hewish and Bettina Torres, and it was awesome.
And Joshua
Good morning.
Burka.
And Joshua,
we were so lucky.
Yeah. Good morning. So I love the topic, and I wanted to say something in regards to the pre-qualification. And we all find ourselves, one of the things in this position, we get so excited about Beamer. Oh my gosh, we want to share with everybody, and we want to go basically just spill all everything information to people. And part of the pre-qualification is just asking the questions. And I love what George Veronis and also Casey Conrad say is when you're asking the question, and it's a step-by-step process. You're asking the question, and a lot of people right now are really faced with financial issues. So you're just asking, you know, what are the good things happening? How do you like your job? There's a million questions you can ask us. But when you ask the question and you then listen, the next question is if they say, well, yeah, we're really struggling or this, then the next question is, can you explain that a little bit more, or can you explain why, what is it, or how long are you doing with that? And then the most important thing that I find, because I am so guilty of this, especially at the beginning, is you ask all these questions and then you go into a presentation, and that's the worst thing you can do. You say, oh, great. If I had a solution for you potentially, to address some of those issues, would you be interested? And then set an appointment. Because the minute you go in to say, well, I've got a solution for you, let me tell you about this great Beamer product, you just went into the selling mode and their guard went up. So I wanted to share that it's a process of asking the questions, getting their attention. And once you got their attention, then you sort of take it away and say, well, I'm really busy right now. I didn't, you know, when can we talk about this further? And set that appointment and make sure it's firm. So I just wanted to add that. I love what you're talking about, and I think it's really, really critical, as especially for new people, because I made every mistake known to man when I got started.
Jerry, that was a great point. It also made me think about, you know, when you set that appointment, and you've got the answers to the questions that you've asked, maybe it is financial, they're having financial, then you want to make sure when you do the presentation at a set appointment time, that you include financing in there, you know, so that you make it more of a personal presentation. I think we could do a better presentation if we know what is specific to that person.
Well, there's one other thing I wanted to mention too, because I'm finding this more and more. A lot of times when we do our presentation, and the reality is that I don't care if it's $6,000 or $4,000, it's still a lot of money. And if people aren't even thinking of doing something like this, they think of it in terms of a cost. What David just shared with this one individual, that he converted that from this is going to cost me money to sharing a way where it can make them money. And the reason I say that is because people can resonate much better and accept the idea of an investment of something that can potentially make them money. And if you can show them that if you purchase one and you get to be, and you also become a distributor, you could potentially pay this off within a month, 2 months, 6 months, or a year. And it really doesn't cost you anything, but here's the key. You're benefiting your pocketbook, but you're benefiting your health simultaneously. So, and this is something that I'm doing more and more too, is focusing on the investment aspect of it, the benefits as an investment in both financial and health, and removing the concept that this is going to cost me a lot of money and I can't afford it. So that's another aspect of sharing when you're talking to people, is make that conversion so they're thinking about this as a long-term investment instead of just a cost.
Awesome. Awesome point. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for the suggestion on the topic, and thank you for calling in.
Well, you're
and
so
Jerry,
welcome. Great job.
Thanks for reminding me about how poorly I would execute this in the first couple of years of my Beamer business. I would launch into this presentation, and I had studied the science, and I'd gone to so many Dr. Burka presentations, so I knew the science because I felt like it was so important. And it's just so interesting to watch how I think all of us did this in the beginning of our Beamer careers, and how we've evolved so much to where we are today, where less is more, and we're just asking more questions and talking about the fundamentals, not getting into the weeds in the first interaction with somebody. So we appreciate you, Jerry, and thanks for calling in.
Appreciate you.
Area code 805-406. 805-406, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, you guys. Everyone and gals in Beamerland. This is Jan Hopp from Central Coast, California. And
hi, Jan.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have a question about the new backpack, the USB port. I'm confused about that. I'm going to put you on speaker.
All right. The USB port, I believe it is to just charge some of your devices by being able to, you know, you'd have to have some kind of USB compatible extension cord. Maybe you're sitting in an air terminal and there's a AC outlet near you and you've got your laptop in your backpack or you've got your smartphone and you'd like to charge it and just leave it in your backpack. That was my understanding what its use was for. And Lisa, am I describing that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. That's what the USB cord's for, Jane, or Jan.
Okay. My husband is asking a question about it. I can't read your writing, honey. is it compatible with a computer for charging?
That depends on the computer. Some computers require a proprietary, cord that would go into the power source of the computer. But I'm pretty sure a lot of today's computers you can charge via a USB port. I cannot charge my HP, which is 2 or 3 years old now, my HP desktop or laptop, I should say, with a USB cord. I have to use this cord that comes with it, an HP cord, but it depends on the machine.
Okay. All right. Great. Great. That answers my question. I have a little suggestion that I came across through reading a book about simple. We have a medical device that is simple and stress-free. I think those are really important facts. I met a man that was doing some complicated things yesterday, and I talked to him about Beamer, and the difference was just so outrageously different, complicated. The other, what he was doing was so complicated. So simple and stress-free.
That's a great suggestion, Jan. We are blessed that the founders of Beamer so long ago were designing something for the home. And so from the very beginning, it was designed to be intuitive and so simple to use. Because you're right, there's a lot of PEMF devices out there that are incredibly complicated, and they have different frequencies and so much going on about them that the Beamer is it's just so simple to use.
Right, right. Yeah, so I thought those were two good words to bring up when you're talking to somebody about Beamer. So thank you for Blog Talk and your hard work. I really appreciate it. It kickstarts my day Monday through, well, I hope we're back on Friday, hopefully soon. I miss it on Friday, but we appreciate you very, very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. We appreciate our callers for sure. Have a great Wednesday. Area code 620-397, 620-397, live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
Great. My name is Chris Mumma. I'm from Kansas. I have a question. In my marketing out here, I don't have a lot of athletic types. I live in a small western Kansas town. It's mainly senior citizen people. Are they ever going to have any sort of marketing pointed towards the elderly?
That's a great question, Kristen, and it's super valid because you're right. A big piece of our marketing demographic are older people, and maybe at one time they were athletes, but they're not so much anymore. And I don't know of anything that's in the works right now, but it is a really good suggestion. One of the things, we are in the age of social media, and one of the criteria that we are always looking at from a marketing perspective is the amount of influence somebody has in the social media world. But that is excluding a huge piece of our target audience. So it's a great suggestion.
Yeah.
I talk to Brad Horn often, and I can definitely mention something to him. Lisa, do you have any ideas about this?
I live in Naples, Florida, so I totally understand the older population. And at my studio, the average age was probably 60 to 65, with my oldest client being 94 years old. So they're really, if you're talking about like visual imagery to make them think that this is for them, like I get that you wouldn't send them
maybe, you know, one of the athlete ambassador information, but it's definitely something I think that we could use in our marketing material on a brochure or a flyer. I do feel like, though, on the Life.Beamer group pages, try to kind of cover all age groups. I also feel like if you have the I Decide presentation, I feel like they're kind of covered in that as well. But you're right. I mean, we could definitely use something specific to that market.
They would watch a video, but so many people, so many of our people here in Lane County, they don't have computers. They are just slower and don't mm-hmm. understand social media and all those things. And I just think it would be very helpful if you had some sort of marketing targeted toward the senior citizen. I know it would help me greatly, and I'm sure there's other people out there also. Thank you for what you do. I just wanted to share my concern.
Okay. One thing that you could do, and certainly those of us who have been involved with Beamer before we had any marketing materials other than the trifold brochure, you know, would create our own. You do have to get that approved, though. You just send an email to compliance, and you know it's something you could create. I would say copy verbiage, word for word, off of other marketing materials that we have, and add a different picture. That might be an instant solution, but definitely send it to compliance before you hand it out.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kristen. One other suggestion, too. I mean, this is a challenge in the age of COVID when we're doing so little face-to-face interaction. But if you did have an iPad or a laptop and you are sitting with somebody, there are those great testimonials in our landing pages, life.beamergroup.com, of different types of healthcare practitioners. And a lot of them are in their 50s and 60s. And so they're not coming at Beamer from an athletic perspective, but more of a quality of life, wellness perspective, and, you know, sitting in front of somebody and just sharing one of those for, you know, 3 minutes or so can be really effective too. But I will talk to Brad and share your thoughts for sure. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
thank
David.
You.
David, that's Lisa. A great point. That's a great point. You know, there's the videos of Dr. Milhan and Dr. DeOrio. Their testimonials, because I will tell you that age group is inclined to do whatever their doctor tells them to do, where the age group right below them are more open to other alternative complementary type of solutions. Often that age group will say, I need to check with my doctor. So those doctor testimonials would be really good for that age group.
That's a great point, Lisa. Thanks. Kristen, thanks for calling in. Area code 720774, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Mary King calling from the mountains of Colorado in much wind.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, I just love Blog Talk. It's so wonderful. I agree on the side that we're hoping that, well, at least I'm hoping that it will come back. But I was thinking about Jerry, and I was thinking about early academies and how I share versus how Mike shares. A Beamer, we're a team. He has every one of his patients on the Beamer, so they actually experience Beamer and feel calm and relaxed and usually fall asleep. And they all seemed to want to buy until COVID hit. And then it was, well, thinking about it, maybe later, you know, those types of responses. So I've continued to reach out. But going back to Jerry, Mike and I went to our very first academy, Spokane. Mike flew up in March. I flew up in October. And her academies at that time, I'm not sure now, were smaller, more intimate, and you know, just so much more time to ask questions, get answers, share. and so forth. Then in 2015, Jerry was in training with Nick Hewish and Bettina and did the first two academies in the Denver metro area. We went to both of those. Bettina and Nick Hewish were quite a funny team. But it's just so incredible, the resources that we have. And now look at Jerry. He has grown from just beginning to learn how to do academy in 2015 to doing many, many academies. So I personally, and many here in the Denver metro area, really appreciate Jerry and his contribution to us and to Beamer.
Thanks, Mary. I agree. Several of my first academies were hosted by Jerry, and he and I were fortunate to be able to do the last face-to-face academy in the United States back on March 12th and 13th in Salt Lake City, and we do look forward to getting together and doing that again sometime in 2021. Thanks for calling in, Mary.
You are welcome. I look forward to it, too, this lack of socialization in our company. It's okay, but it just means so much, the relationships with other distributors and with other managers and with the leadership, face-to-face. So have a blessed rest of the time and the rest of the week.
Thanks, Mary. Yes, the online academies, they are super effective. They are really cost-effective, and I have to admit that it's nice not to have to drive to an airport 2.5 hours away and then Uber to my hotel and be gone for 4 days. And at the same time, however, just the face-to-face interaction and the camaraderie that we have in these face-to-face meetings, it's irreplaceable. The hugs and the laughter and the tears that we get to share together and build that village that we call Beamer. So we'll get back to that soon, I hope. Area code 804-334-804-334. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. It's Jay in Charlotte, North Carolina. I listened to Casey Conrad. I listened and watched Casey Conrad's presentation last night on, I forget the title, Basics on the Beamer Go. And it is absolutely outstanding. How can I get my hands on that to share with prospects?
Lisa, do you know, does Casey Conrad, does she record her, tea time presentation?
Well, it wasn't a tea time. It was a Tuesday night,
It was our
product presentation last night.
Yes.
They do record those. You would need to. I would say send an email to casey.conrad@beamermail.com.
Okay, casey.conrad@beamermail.com.
CASEY.
Yeah. Okay. But short of that, there's no known way to get it in a format that's easy for non-techie to share with prospects.
What region are you in? Where are you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. Because in our region, you should get a newsletter from Rick Roundtree.
I do.
And in that newsletter, he does have recorded product presentations.
Right, exactly.
You could reach out to him as well.
Okay, but I have not seen a mention of this Casey Conrad recorded product presentation. This is the first time last night, and it is outstanding. Okay. All right. I'll explore it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Jane. Area code 231-730, 231-730. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good morning. This is Susan from Michigan.
Hi, Susan.
Thank you for having me.
Yesterday, I had a gentleman who absolutely wanted to read something, you know, with paper in his hand. And as the other caller was commenting about the elderly, what I did, and I hope I didn't make a mistake, was I went to the life.beamer.com and cut and paste just sections from it and put it on a piece of paper and handed it to him. Did I make a mistake by not going through compliance? I did not change anything. I just cut and paste.
No, that's fine. That's why I always say, if copy it word for word, just as it's written, and you're fine. It's when you start changing graphics or language that you need to check with compliance. But if you copied it and pasted it right off of there, you're fine.
Okay, thank you. And then, as I'm relatively new and just starting to understand the value of the 283 system, where is that in the back office?
In the e-learning platform.
Yeah.
It's covered in e-learning.
Covered in e-learning. Okay, that's why I couldn't find it. Okay. All right, that's what I will do, is look that up then. Thank you so much for your help, and this was a great show today.
And Susan, you may want to scroll down to the bottom of e-learning where it talks about action steps. That is where you're going to find it.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. I do help. I appreciate the help.
You're welcome. We have a couple more minutes here, and we encourage you to hit one on your phone. If you have questions, if there's any particular topic that you want to bring to our attention or anything you want to share with us, hit one in the queue. This is Whatever Wednesday. We do have another person that just popped up. Area code 405-921. 405-921, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello there. My name is Melissa Stockton from Oklahoma City.
Hi, Melissa.
Allergies. Hi, on the comment that the fellow had about this man wanted to get a Beamer, but his wife wouldn't allow him, let me tell you something about me. I was in the same shoes. My husband didn't want me to have my Beamer, and I wanted it, so I just totally went to God. I said, God, you got to deal with him, because I need this for other people. And guess what? Even though he was like, no Beamer, no $6,000, no this, no that, no that. That was on Sunday. Monday morning, I went to work, and that's where I confronted God and said, God, deal with this. And I got a text that I can get it. So just to pass that on, don't give up.
That's a great story, Melissa. Thanks for sharing.
You are so welcome, and I'm so glad I have my Beamer, because I have a great testimony for Tuesday testimony, because I did have a really small seizure and broke a toe. And I'm beaming ice and elevation. So thank you for being on here, and thank you for all the who knows what is coming up on the next person on this call. So.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.
You're welcome.
And so, everyone, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my mentor, my big brother, Ron. Hopefully you're on the call today. And Lisa, is there anything you want to add as we wrap it up?
Nope, make it a great Wednesday. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being my co-host. And, yes, go out and change some lives, everyone. We'll talk to you in a week.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business, we're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.